Epoch Times wins multiple awards for excellence in religion coverage. Two Epoch Times journalists were honored on April 17th for their work examining how a spiritual practice transformed communist China in the 1990s and why a growing number of young men are stepping into the spotlight of the pro-life movement. The Religious Communicators Council, which has recognized fair, honest, and brilliant religion reporting in secular media since 1949, honored Eva Fu with an Award of Excellence and TJ Mascaro with an Award of Merit at its annual convention in Cincinnati. Epoch Times senior editor and American thought leaders host Jan Jikilek and his team were also recognized with an Award of Excellence for a video interview with Sam Brownback, former ambassador at large for international religious freedom, about why religious freedom may be the United States' greatest leverage against China. The Wilbur Award, the Council's top honor, was presented to 25 media outlets. In total, the Council gave awards to more than 100 recipients from approximately 40 outlets, including NBC, the Associated Press, and NPR. For their work communicating religious issues and values across print and online journalism, book publishing, podcasts and radio, television, and film. Fu, who has covered human rights and other China-related topics for 6 years at the Epoch Times, said in an interview that the award was a tribute to Falun Gong practitioners who have courageously and peacefully endured 26 years of persecution under the Chinese Communist Party. "I've long known about this persecution, how it happened, and the fact that it has continued for such a long time. But the question remains, what has sustained them through all these years?" That kind of sparked this project, Fu said. "It was like, instead of just talking about the pain, let's focus on what's behind it and what has inspired them to go on." Through witness interviews and archival research, Fu traced how Falun Gong swept across China before the persecution began and how this spiritual practice, with its gentle exercises and moral teachings, transformed one life after another, leaving in each a wellspring of strength that would prove valuable in the ensuing storm. Last year, Fu won a Wilbur Award for her work exposing forced organ harvesting from prisoners of faith in communist China. Mascaro, an Epoch Times reporter who has covered space, natural disasters, and national politics, said in an interview that his winning story shed light on an underreported voice in the pro-life movement, that of young men who appreciate the weight on the shoulders of pregnant women and want to help carry it alongside them. "Most such young men are inspired by their faith, and some have come to the cause through personal experience." One such interviewee, whose father volunteers at an abortion reversal hotline, told Mascaro that he had altered his perspective on abortion after hearing stories about women wanting to reverse first trimester abortions. "I want to step out of the entire argument, the pro-choice versus pro-life debate, to see both sides for what they are and to simply present them as they are," said Mascaro, who had covered the pro-life camp while following the 2024 re-election campaign of former President Joe Biden before he dropped out of the race. Brad Pomerantz, Wilbur Awards coordinator and member of the Council's Board of Governors, said in a press release that this year's competition drew a record-breaking number of entries from across the United States and around the world. "It's inspiring to see storytellers use their craft to bring people together through understanding and respect," he said. Correction: a previous version of this article misstated the name of the award given to TJ Mascaro. The Epoch Times regrets the error.